Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Are you ready to live the life of Riley? Well, you get to today, because this is episode number 153 of The Life of Riley, and it is entitled, Junior the Coward. Oh my. Today's show originally aired on April 19th, 1947.
It starts with B and ends with T. That's Dreft, the first to bring you the greatest suds discovery in 2,000 years. Dreft brings you The Life of Riley. Dreft, D-R-E-F-T, Dreft, Procter & Gamble's Sudsing Miracle for washing silks, woolens, nylons, dishes, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Practically every father thinks his son is the finest boy in the world. Chester A. Riley and his neighbor Jim Gillis are no exceptions to this law of paternal pride. Right now, Riley and Gillis are discussing their offspring as they lounge on the front porch of the Riley's California bungalow.
Ah, you give me a pain, Riley. Always bragging about your junior.
Who's bragging, Gillis? All I'm saying is that my son Junior is a fine boy. Charming, handsome, smart, and even if I am his father, I like him personally.
Okay, so you like him. You're entitled to a hobby. But face the facts. Every time there's an examination in school, my egg bait's got a higher grade.
So what? Just because a boy gets low marks in school, that don't mean he won't turn out to be a brilliant man. Take me. I got very low marks in school.
Oh, and you're brilliant, huh?
I'm too modest to answer that, Gillis. All I know is that I go to night school, and whenever I open my mouth, the teacher says, Riley should be in a class by himself.
I agree. But in night school, they don't have solitary confinement.
Okay, Gillis, you can joke about me, only don't go knocking my boy Junior. I know how to bring him up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What did you ever teach him, for instance?
Well, I teach him how to build up his body. He's one of the best track men in school.
Yeah, but a boy needs more than a body.
Well, maybe so, but in this world, you got to know how to take care of yourself. My Junior ain't afraid of nobody. You never see him run away from a fight.
My egg bite's a gentleman. He don't never indulge into no fight.
Well, sure. That's because he's scared of his own shadow. Now, my Junior...
Hey, wait a minute. Ain't that Junior over there?
Where?
That kid there, running.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Junior. Look at him run. What an athlete. Hiya, Junior.
Oh, Pa.
Oh, that was a great sprint there, son. You see what I mean by keeping in shape, Gillis? Go inside, son.
Hey, wait a minute, Junior. What's the matter with your face? It's all red.
Well, sure it's red. When you run the way he did, you keep pumping that blood through your veins.
Yeah, but he's pumping some of it out through his nose.
It's nothing, Pop.
Junior, take your hand away from your nose. Take your hand away. Let me see. Junior, you were in a fight.
Well, it wasn't my fault, Pop.
What did I tell you, Gillis? He ain't afraid of nobody. How many guys did you tangle with, Junior? Six? Five?
No, only one.
Well, that's better than nothing. I bet you knocked him cold, huh?
No.
Well, at least you gave him a couple of black eyes, didn't you?
Well, no.
One black eye?
No, you see,
well, Junior, I don't understand. When he hit you, what did you do? You must have done something. Well, what did you do?
Excuse me, Pop.
Well, Junior, what?
Yep, some hero you got there, Riley. Comes running home a mile a minute with a bloody nose. Oh, brother, did you see that nose?
Well, you should see the other kid's knuckles.
Riley, you take those boxing gloves right back where you bought them.
Look, Peg, you don't seem to understand. Yesterday, Junior ran away from that fight, didn't he?
Well, what of it? He said he had a reason.
Yeah, and I know the reason. He don't know how to fight.
He can do without it.
No, he can't. After all, he's not going to be a kid all his life. Someday he'll get married. He'll have to know how to protect himself. Suppose somebody insults his wife. Yesterday, when that fresh bus driver insulted you, I wasn't afraid. I spoke up to protect you, didn't I?
That's right. You certainly told her off. Why, she actually blushed to the roots of her gray hair.
Well, I didn't know she was a woman. Otherwise, I'd have kept my mouth shut. I mean, Junior's got to be taught how to take care of himself.
Oh, just leave him alone. He'll manage all right.
No, he won't. You see, Peg, animals know how to fight by nature. But human beings have to be taught. And unfortunately, Junior happens to be a human being. So it's up to me to teach him how to behave like an animal.
Now, Riley,
there's no use arguing, Peg. My head's made up. Junior, come in here. A few lessons for me and he'll never run away from a fight again.
You call me, Pop?
Yeah. Well, look what I got for you, son.
Oh, boxing gloves?
Yes, Junior. Your father decided to teach you the manly art of self-defense.
Well, not only defense, I know a few things about being offensive, too. Here, put them on, son.
Oh, Pop, I don't care about boxing.
Oh, come on, put them on. And next time you won't run away from a fight.
Well, I couldn't help it.
You couldn't help? Why?
Well, I had a reason.
Well, sure, and the reason is you don't know anything about it. Here, put the gloves on, son.
But I don't want to take lessons.
Now, listen, Junior.
Oh, Riley, if he doesn't want it, there's no use forcing him.
Look, Peg, I'm his father, and he's only a kid, so he'll do what I say until he's old enough to know better. Now, get those gloves on, Junior.
Oh, all right.
Now, the first thing I'm going to show you is how to protect your jaw. Now, you see how I got my hands? Now, you take a poke at me.
Like this?
No. Put some steam into it.
Okay.
No. You're not putting anything into it. I wish I had someone here who wasn't afraid to hit me, but hey, I know. Peg, put him on.
Hey, don't be ridiculous.
Come on, please, cooperate.
Well, I will not.
Well, that's a fine attitude for a wife. Her husband asks her to take a punch at him and she refuses. Otherwise, we'd jump at the chance. Come on, Peg. I'm doing this for our boy.
Oh, all right, but I think it's silly. How do you get these things on?
Well, I'll show you, Mom.
Yeah. Now, watch me, Junior. You see, I'm crouching low like this, see? I got my hands crossed like this. That protects me all over. There ain't a spot that ain't covered.
Well, now, what am I supposed to do?
Well, hit me.
You really mean that?
Yes, as hard as you can.
Oh, brother.
Now, you try and get past my jaw. Try and hit me in some spot that's uncovered. Go ahead.
All right. Remember, you asked for it.
No, Peg. Not that way. You don't wind up like a pitcher. Just hit me. Oh, watch, Junior. You see she'll never get through my guard. You see how I'm crouching?
All right. Here it comes.
Oh, that's not fair.
But you told me to hit you.
Yes, but not on top of my head. Yes, sir, Gillis, my boy's shaping up great.
You coaching him, Riley?
Yeah, at first I was going to get K.O. Bernard to do it, the professional.
Oh, you mean Punchy Bernard?
Yeah.
That has-been fighter that hangs around the Bel Air pool room?
Yeah.
Oh, that poor guy, he's punch drunk. Always talking how he's going to make a comeback and knock out Dempsey. He ain't been in his right mind for years.
Yeah, I know, so I figured I could do it just as well myself. And Junior's coming along swell, and I only gave him a few lessons. Now he's ready to fight anybody.
Now, don't be too sure. According to what my egg bait tells me, there's a Satan kid is after your Junior. And every time Junior sees him, he turns his tail and shows his white feather.
Gillis, are you saying that my Junior is a coward?
Oh, no. You can't blame Junior. They say this kid that's after him is a pretty ugly customer.
Well, he won't scare my Junior. He's been boxing with me, and if he can face me, he can face the ugliest customer.
I'm only repeating what I heard.
Well, don't worry. I showed Junior how to use my Sunday punch. When I was a kid, my Sunday punch was
Something's going on over there in the schoolyard.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of kids over there.
It's like a fight.
It's my Junior.
And there's a kid shoving him.
Must be that bully they're going to fight.
Come on, Riley. Let's go see.
Yeah. Now, wait, Junior. Don't get too close. To see if they won't fight. Now you'll see how my Junior handles them.
You want him to fight?
Well, it's the only way to stop a bully.
All right. Come on, I've been waiting for you, scaredy-cat. Put him up.
Well, I don't want to fight with you, Buster. I haven't got anything to fight about.
You see, Gillis, he's laying a trap for that Buster.
I'll give you something to fight about.
Buster fell into the trap.
I say you yell it, Junior. Just plain yell it.
Now watch Junior use his Sunday punch.
All right, so I'm yeller.
Junior's losing his temper. Poor Buster.
What's more, you're nothing but a mama's boy.
Now watch him use his Sunday punch.
All right, so I'm a mama's boy.
Well, Riley, why don't he use that Sunday punch?
I'll say.
What's the matter, Riley? You colorblind? Can't you see your kid's yeller? Look, he's backing away.
Well, sure, that's just so he can get a good swing.
Yeah, but he's 15 feet away already.
He's got a long reach.
Look, Riley, Junior's running, and Buster's chasing.
Don't worry, Junior will catch him. Junior! No, don't run. Wait, turn around, fight. Fight! Junior, please, fight! Gillis, there's something wrong, some mistake.
I'm sorry, Riley. I know it's tough to swallow a bitter pill like your Junior. But he's a coward.
My own boy. A coward. After all I'd done to bring him up right. All my life I worried about him. When he was a baby and he started to walk, I was so afraid that he'd fall. When I bought him a bike, I was so afraid he'd have an accident. When a doctor vaccinated him and I saw him scratch his little arm with that needle, I was so afraid I fainted. And now he turns out to be a coward. Where did you get it from?
Grass will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment. Now, this is Ken Carpenter. You know, ladies, as Mrs. Riley will agree, it pays to take a tip from our Dress March. Listen.
Dress your dishes and oh, how they shine. Shine without wiping in half of the time and look bright. Right. So don't you get left, get dressed.
Yes, join the march to Dress, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery that gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Just think, ladies, Dress is the first suds in history to wash dishes without leaving cloudy streaks to be polished off. That's right. Dress suds, unlike soap, rinse clean and clear. Even glasses sparkle, towel or no towel. And say, Dress just seems to make dishpan grease disappear before your eyes. Dress kind of hands, too. So no wonder Dress is a favorite with women from coast to coast. Get Dress yourself first thing Monday. Remember, it carries the Procter & Gamble name on every package. So don't get left. Get Dress. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, Riley's paternal pride has been badly mauled. On two occasions, he's seen his junior run away from a fight. He's now convinced that his son and heir is a coward.
I'm telling you, Peg, that boy is a disgrace to the name of Riley.
Oh, Pop, don't talk like that.
Now, calm down, Riley.
He ran away from that fight with his tail between his legs. That's no way for a Riley to act. In our family, we hold our tails up high. Think of the shame, Peg. He's a coward. Your son.
Well, he's your son, too.
Only by marriage. But when I was his age, at least I wasn't a coward.
I'm not a coward.
Then why did you run away?
I told you, I had a reason.
Again with that reason. If you had one, what was it?
Oh, tell your father, Junior. I'm sure he'll understand.
No, he won't.
Sure I will, Junior. What was the reason? I know. I bet this was it. You were just going to take a poke at this bully, but you knew you'd knock him out, so you ran home to get the smelling sauce to bring him to. That was it, huh?
Well, yes, that's it.
Only a moron would think of an excuse like that. I don't believe you.
Oh, Pop, please leave me alone.
Junior, I'm trying to help you. It's my duty. Just remember that if you stand up to a bully, he'll always back down. For instance, take that...
David and Goliath?
Yeah, that's right. Everybody knows what happened with those two. Why, Goliath took his little slingshot and made mincemeat out of that big bully David.
It was the other way around, dear.
Well, Junior gets the idea anyway, don't you, David? Son, I mean.
Oh, why, sure, Papa, I understand.
Well, now go find that Buster and challenge him.
I can't.
Well, then you don't understand. But before I'm through, you will.
Oh, stop it, Riley. Leave the boy alone.
Not until he learns how to act like a man. Don't worry. I'll find some way to bring him to his senses.
Pop's pretty sore at me.
Well, he's kind of disappointed. Junior.
Yeah, Mom?
You do have a reason for not fighting.
Oh, of course. I'm not a coward.
You think you could tell your mother?
Well, if you promise not to tell Pop.
Of course, I promise.
Well, it's just... Kind of Marilyn Morris.
Marilyn? Your girlfriend? What's she got to do with it?
Well, Buster's her brother, and she said if I fight him, she'll never talk to me again.
Well, for heaven's sake, you can tell your father that.
Oh, no, he won't understand. He'll think I'm crazy to do what my girl says.
No, he won't. After all, I'm his girl, and he does what I say. Now, you tell him the first chance you get.
Now, listen, Punchy. I'll tell you once more. Try and get it straight in your head. You got to help me out.
Sure. Anything for a pal. You sure are my pal, Gillis.
I told you, I'm not Gillis. I'm Riley.
Oh, yeah. Jim Riley.
No, Chester.
Oh, now I got you straight. Jim Chester.
No, I'm Riley. Punchy, try and concentrate.
When will I shake my head like I do when I'm in the ring? Hey, that's better. The bell stopped ringing.
Good. Now, listen, Punchy. I want to teach my boy how to act with a bully. You know, give him confidence. So I'll walk past here in a half an hour with the kids, see?
I got you.
Yeah. I bump into you, and you say, "Where you going, stupid?"
"Where you going, stupid?"
Yeah, and I say, "Who you calling stupid?" And then you take a swing at me.
I take a swing.
Yeah, but this is the important part. You miss. Then I swing at you, and you go down, and the kid thinks I'm a hero. You get it?
Sure.
Now you know what to do.
Don't worry, I'm mighty.
No, not the kid. Me. You swing at me.
Oh, no. I like you, Max.
You just pretend to hit me. You miss. Now, what do you say, Punchy? There's $5 in it for you.
$5, huh?
Yeah, just for taking a dive.
Wait a minute. I got a professional reputation to hold up. I used to get $6 for taking a dive.
Well, okay, I'll give you six.
Well, okay, I'll do it because I need the dough for my comeback. I'm still in pretty good shape, and once I get going...
I know, Punchy. You'll knock out Dempsey.
Dempsey! I've been waiting
Punchy.
For you.
No.
I'll get you to...
No, time. Punchy,
what
don't hit
you
me!
Through.
Punchy,
I'll get you!
Punchy,
I'm sorry, pal. When I hear that name Dempsey, something happens to me.
That's okay, Punchy. Now, you remember what you have to do,
yeah,
huh?
Sure.
Well, I'll come by in a half an hour. And when you bump into me, you know what to say, huh?
Yeah, sure. Where you going, stupid?
I'm going home to get the kids. I think...
If we're going to the movies, this is a long way around.
Well, but I want to talk to you about something first.
Well, I got something to tell you, Pop. You see, about
first,
that...
listen to me, son. You see, a bully is always yellow if you stand up to him.
Well, you think I'm a coward.
Wait a minute, Junior.
What's the matter?
You see that guy outside the pool room there wearing a check cap?
Yeah.
Well, there's that guy looks like the bully type. Now, if he ever started up with me, I'd stand right up to him. Make him back down. Come on.
Well, watch out, Pop. You bump into him.
Hey, watch where you're going, stupid.
Who you calling stupid?
You, stupid. I'll push your face in for you.
He missed. Now watch, Junior. Take that! And let that be a lesson to you, you big bully.
Gosh, Pop. You knocked him down in one punch.
Sure, just like I told you. Look at him laying there. I told you the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
You're okay, Pop.
Thanks, son. You didn't know your old man was another Dempsey, did you?
Dempsey!
Pop, get up!
Well, at last I got even with you, Dempsey. Hello, Mom. It was a great fight, and I'll be right home. Oh, boy, wait till I get a hold of that John L. Sullivan.
Are you all right?
See, Junior, just like I said, the bigger they are, the harder I fall. Give me a hand up, Junior.
Hey, Jack, there's Junior. Hey, you big sissy, you want to fight?
Oh, it's Buster. Hey, Pop.
Junior, help me up. I think my ankle...
Excuse me, Pop, I got to go. I'll see you home.
No, Junior, come back. Don't run away. Wait, Junior.
Ah, look at him run. Look at the sissy gang.
Junior, come back. He's still a coward. My own son. I'm so ashamed. I feel like crawling into a hole.
In that case, perhaps I can help you.
Huh?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, Digger, I'm glad you showed up.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine, lying there.
Help me up, Digger. I think I twisted my ankle.
Certainly.
Put your arm around my shoulder and pull.
Riley, let me do it my way. Now stretch out perfectly flat and remain rigid.
Well, thanks, Digger. Gee, you lifted me up pretty easy.
It's a trade secret. You've heard of the fireman's carry?
Yeah.
This is the pallbearer's pivot. But, my dear friend, why were you stretched prone on the pavement?
Well, you see, Digger, I've been trying to teach my boy how to box.
Ah, boxing. In my youth, I was very good at boxing. And I still am.
But I didn't know you were a fighter, too.
Ah, yes. When I lay a man out, he can hear the angels sing.
You mean he hears the birdies sing?
You lay him out your way, and I'll lay him out my way.
You see, Junior was challenged to a fight by one of the kids in the street, and he ran away 3 times.
I don't blame the lad. Boxing for sport is one thing, but I detest street brawls.
Well, so do I, Digger, but I don't like to see my boy let a bully get away with anything.
Oh, don't worry. Bullies never do. I once knew a bully who was called Chuckles. His epitaph now reads, "Here lies Chuckles, who wore brass knuckles and slugged every man in Pomona. He led quite a life till he picked on his wife. Now he's wearing a wooden kimono."
But, Digger, ain't it my duty to teach Junior to fight?
No, it's your duty to teach him how to settle quarrels peacefully. To avoid fighting.
Well, gee, I didn't realize. Maybe you're right, Digger.
Of course I'm right. I do everything I can to see that people get along without quarrels, without harsh words, peacefully, side by side. Oops, that reminds me, I have an appointment. Cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
But, Pop, I don't understand.
Sit down on a bench here and I'll explain it to you. You see, Junior, peace is the thing. You always got to keep the peace, no matter what.
But only yesterday you said a coward backs down.
Yeah, I know. But the human mind is a funny thing, Junior. Well, one day it's right, the next day it's wrong. And today I happen to be in my right mind. And I don't want you fighting no more, ever.
Okay, Pop, if you say so. But the reason I ran away
You don't have to tell me. You did right.
See, you got me all mixed up. Well, suppose some guy comes along and gives me a wallop in the jaw.
Ignore him.
Well, suppose he keeps on punching me.
Just keep on ignoring him. He'll get tired. The main thing is to be peaceful, because...
Hey, Junior, your mother know you're out?
Oh, there's that Buster again. I'd like
Junior, remember what I just told you?
Yeah, you're a yellow belly.
Ignore him, don't fight.
Yeah, you're a yellow belly.
Ignore him, don't fight.
Yeah, afraid of your own shadow, you panty waist.
Pay no attention, don't fight.
Junior, pretty as a petunia.
Forget it, don't fight.
Hey, who's that big dunce with you? What a goon.
Murder him, Junior!
But, Pop, you just...
Never mind what I said. Fight him.
Hey, now watch what you say, Buster. He's my father.
Go on. He's just a big ape.
Okay, Buster. You asked for it. I'll fix you. How do you like that?
Oh, my eye! My eye! I'll tell my mother on you!
Oh, boy. Look at him run, Pop. Well, I guess that showed him.
Ah, son, I'm proud of you. I couldn't have done better myself.
Well, I had to hit him, Pop. A fella could only take so much.
Yeah, well, there's one thing I don't get, though, Junior. Why did you wait so long till you hit him?
Well, when he called me all those names, I didn't get sore, because, well, after all, they're a bunch of lies. But
I get it. When he called you yellow and mama's boy and sissy, you didn't get mad because he was lying. But when he called me a dunce and a goon and a big ape, he happened to be telling that to you. What a revolting development this is.
Rallies, we'll be back in a moment. Yes, Dreft, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery is going to be America's largest selling brand for washing silks, nylons, and woolens. And no wonder, when you take stockings, nightly Dreft washing will make them look lovelier and wear longer. And lingerie, Dreft's rich suds keep colors bright and gay longer than any soap. New woolens, too, Dreft washes them softer and fluffier than even expensive soap flakes. You see, Dreft leaves no dulling soap film in fabrics to dull the colors. Dreft suds rinse clear. So for brighter, fresher, safer cleaning for your nice things, join the march to Dreft. Don't get left. Get Dreft.
Peg, you should have been there and seen Junior fight. Oh, you'd have been proud of my boy.
Oh, so now he's your boy.
You bet he's my boy. We're pals. I can count on Junior, and he can count on me. Right, son?
Right, Pop. Oh, say, Pop, tomorrow's Merlin's birthday. Could you let me have $5?
Peg, I wish you'd have a talk with your boy.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, the sudsing miracle for soaks, nylons, woolen dishes, invites you to be their guest next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozloff. The script by Alan Lipscott, Reuben Shipp, and Jack Brecker. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Bigger Odell is John Brown. Junior is Tommy Cook. Buster is Gil Stratton. And Punchy is Lou Merrill. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to listen again next week to The Life of Riley and reminding you, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any previous suds in history, use Dreft. Don't get left. Get Dreft. Hey, what put the gleam in his eye?
The gleam in her hair.
And what put the gleam in her hair?
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Prel, Procter & Gamble's new Emerald Clear Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prel removes embarrassing dandruff in as little as 3 minutes, a fact proved by a group of doctors. Even stubborn dandruff was controlled by only 2 Prel shampoos a week.
And Prel reveals a radiant, gleaming beauty no soap or soap shampoo can equal. Prel leaves hair so easy to manage. Radiantly soft, radiantly lovely.
And a little Prel makes a mountain of lather. The whole family goes for the handy Prel tube. No messy jars, no slippery bottles. Try the new Radiant Cream Shampoo, Prel.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Listen again next week when Dreft, the sudsing miracle for soaks, nylons, woolen dishes, brings you The Life of Riley.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and check in on Monday for the next installment of My Favorite Husband. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button to support our show on an ongoing basis. Or you can click on the Donate button to support our show on a one-time basis via PayPal. Either way that you support our show, thank you. Until next time, in the words of Herbert Hoover, all men are equal before fish.